Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
My opinion.
And I think it came back that they were not his pants. So he said that they're keeping tight-lipped about it. And I said, who's keeping tight-lipped? And he said, law enforcement. And I was asking him about Mother's Day, how I thought that Katie was going to react to Mother's Day. And the way he told me was just weird. It gave me an eerie feeling. And I think this is when things started turning for me. And he said, we'll handle that when it gets here. But he said, I think she's doing pretty good.
Okay, wait, let's go back on this for a second. Let's go back to that sighting. Now, if only one person knows, let's just say, for shits and giggles, speculation only, for theory purposes, that Chris is the only one that knows where he is. Now, they put out a fake, and it could go either way, right? But why would Katie wince? Okay, did Seth go there that same day? This is what I need to know. I need to know what day Seth went to Grandfather Mountain, because if Seth went there, wouldn't it make more sense that Seth would fill Katie in? Why did they need this lady to go the next day to check it out? If Seth was already there, why was Katie still thinking the next day that it was him? When did Seth go? Did he go the same day? Because remember, the text flew out there. It leaked that him and Michaela were heading down to North Carolina or over or whatever it is. How would CP know what Sebastian wears? I don't know. I guess if he wears the same type of stuff. Did she go there before Seth? He left that night. So would he have been there before this lady? Because she went the next day. He left the same day that picture came out. So then they had this lady go. Pay $50 to get in with her mother. To be interrogated by L.E. so that she could report back. Is that what we think? Reference Dolly. Seth drove through the night to get there. So she would have been there later after Seth. Gypsy Trails says, look at T-Rev. He went later than that woman. Huh. Did he go at all? Are we sure he actually went? Do we know that Seth even went? Because wouldn't he have gotten the same treatment? Wouldn't he have been pulled back in a conference room? Did he say he was?
And he said, well, we're taking one day at a time. And so when Mother's Day did come, I said, you know, I'd like to wish her a happy Mother's Day in the instance. So I said, I know it's not a good time to say that, but she is still a mom. And he said, well, she's doing good. She said, she's holding her own and she was doing pretty good, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking,
how?
That was my child missing on Mother's Day. I would be bawling my eyes out. I would probably
exactly.
be a wreck.
The only child she has as well.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have any other child. So he was the one that made her the mother.
So this is weird. So
you're cutting out again.
Okay.
No, she's not. So she's not cutting out. She's not cutting out at all. It was the creator's issue, but... Seth makes zero sense to me, says Suze. He gave me worse vibes than Chris did, and I don't care for any of the parents. He stated he did go, and they would not give him any information on the sighting. It doesn't sound like they gave this woman any information either. They wanted information from her. They want to know who she was and why she was there and where she had searched, et cetera, et cetera. Weird. Seth said they would not show him the video, says Miss Vu. L.E. is handling it, and he wasn't allowed to see it, and they shut down cameras. It's just odd that she would be interrogated, unless they thought maybe that would bring someone out of the woodwork. I don't know. Who else showed up there that they spoke to?
We have been having issues with our internet. So I was asking him about, he had called me because I asked him, I said, there's too much to talk here. I said, is there a way you could call me or can I call you? Because I said, it's a lot to type. And I said, I'm thinking about going back up to Tennessee. And I said, and searching again. And this has bothered me, and this has bothered me. And I talked to Lolly about this. She was the first person I told about this. And I told him, I said, if we come back up there, I said, would you be able to tell me where I need to go look? And so he, like I said, we were on the phone, and he said yes, and he said, I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but I feel like I can trust you with this. And he said, but
I'm not supposed to tell. This is coming from Chris Proudfoot, guys. I'm not supposed to tell you this. Do we want to assume this is going to be a big fat lie? Because do you think that Chris Proudfoot is going to trust any outsider? And we'll go back and listen to how many people were there after this part.
Ellie,
listen to this. Listen to this part, guys. Sorry,
Ellie has no, you're fine. Ellie, and my heart's like beating out of my chest right now. He said, Ellie has told us that Sebastian is most likely dead and that we need to search north, northwest of the search. They've already done a 5-mile radius of a search, but they're saying that they need to go another 10 yards or 10 miles out. So we're looking at,
wait a minute.
So if they already did this, five. So there's another 15 out. So anywhere from 15 to 20 mile radius.
Are you hearing this? He said that law enforcement told him, and this is secondhand info, law enforcement told him that Sebastian's most likely dead and they should search north, northwest out of the zone. So do we need to take that like opposite? Maybe he's close to home, because we heard the emergency operations manager say statistically he would be 1/3 of a mile from his house, right? I believe that's what he said. But he's like, oh, I'm trusting you. That makes her really want to believe him. You know what I mean? Like he's playing that like, you know what? I really trust you and I feel like I can share this with you. And I'm going to give you one big fat lie. Put a 1 if you think that that would be a lie. Put a 2 if you think awesome. That would be accurate. 1 a lie, 2 accurate. 1 a lie, 2 are accurate. Let's go back to how many people were waiting in that room for her. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Let's listen to the Grandfather Mountain part. A lot of you think it's a lie. Some of you, I see a couple twos. So go the opposite direction. South, southeast. I don't know. Or south, southwest. South, southwest. Okay, we're going to listen to the Grandfather Mountain part again.
Riding in Grandfather Mountain. I'm 20 minutes from there. So I get my mom. I said, get up. We're going to Grandfather Mountain today. Katie was crying on the phone with me and Chris on the phone. And she's like, that looks so much like my baby. Please go up there and check. Well, this was the day after. And I said, I will go up there and see what I can find out. And I said, I'm not far from it. I said, if that's what you want me to do. And she was telling me that Sebastian's breastbone sticks out a little bit more because it's growing outwards instead of where it needs to be. So she said you would be able to tell if it was him, which I mean, he wasn't, the same little boy wasn't there. I mean, there wasn't no way they were going to be there the same day, but we went up there and I took flyers. We paid $50 to get in for me and my mom. The guy at the ticket stand, he gave us our receipt and I gave him a flyer and he said that he would pass it along and see if they could post them at the entrances. So we got up there and we went to where Sebastian or the little boy would have been standing. And we got out and I recreated everything where he would have been standing and all that. So we went into the Wilderness Center right there. And I asked the lady there, I said, were you working yet Saturday? And she said, no, why? What is this concern? And I was telling her, I said, I was trying to see if you seen the little boy that was supposed to have been, that looks like Sebastian Rogers, the little boy that was missing. And I showed her a flyer. But she gets on the phone. She calls somebody and she said, if you'll wait right here, I've got somebody coming up to talk to you.
Hang on. Hang on. If you're listening, pay close attention to this next part because it's absolutely crazy what happens to her. Okay.
All right. So this guy comes in and he says, can I help you? And I said, yes. I said, I'm wanting to find out information about, you know, the little boy that was up here on Saturday that everybody is thinking that it's Sebastian Rogers. And I showed him the flyer and he tells me, you can come down to the office and we can talk there. And I said, well, why can't we just talk here? And he said, no, we'd have to go to the office. So I follow him back down and I go into the office. I'm led to a conference room. There is a lady sitting to the left of me. The guy that came up to get me at the main top of the mountain was in front of me. And another guy was to the right of me.
Oh, she almost said officer. She almost said officer. There were officers there. Listen, we're going to play her on normal speed. She almost said officer. So the guy who walked her back, she said, there's a lady sitting. Listen.
Left of me, the guy that come up to get me at the main top of the mountain was in front of me, and another guy was to the right of me.
I hear that? Another guy. She almost said officer. There were fucking officers at Grandfather Mountain. Why? Did y'all hear that? Woohoo! What the fuck is going on?
So I follow him back down and I go into the office. I'm led to a conference room. There is a lady sitting to the left of me. The guy that come up to get me at the main top of the mountain was in front of me, and another guy was to the right of me. I had to show my license. I had to give him my phone number. I showed him pictures where I had been up there searching the whole sheet, and I got interrogated like I had just committed the worst crime that you had ever thought.
She got interrogated like she had just committed the worst crime that you had ever thought. I didn't hear that the first time. What the hell? What does this mean? That they were up there. A possible sighting. And they're just parked there in the conference room waiting for someone to show up?
I just told him, he asked me what my relationship was to him. I said, I'm just a concerned person being up there to look for him. I said, I know that there is, you know, supposedly a sighting up here. We don't know if it was him and all this, but I mean, they questioned me about everything about him, you know, and why I was up there and just everything. And he said, this stuff will be turned over to law enforcement. I said, go ahead, because I have nothing to hide. I didn't do anything. I'm just here as a good Samaritan trying to find this little boy. Finally got out of an interrogation room. And I mean, this lady was writing down everything I said in there. And, you know, like I said, they took copies of my license and stuff like that. I had to give them phone numbers. Anything that they wanted, I gave them. Because like I said, I don't have nothing to hide. And that's exactly what I told them. Which really shocked me. But Chris told me the whole time it wasn't him. Katie said yes. And so I come back and I called him back and I told him, I said, look, I said, I just got interrogated by the people at Grandfather Mountain. And I said that they wrote everything down about what I said. And I said, which is fine. I said, like I said, I told them I don't have nothing to hide. I was just up there looking. And I said, hopefully we'll find out something soon about it and all that. I said, and so going from there, the next conversation was about, I'm not sure, Terry Lynn that found the pants.
Okay. That's the end of the Grandfather Mountain part. So there, that's that. So let's go back to where we left off. Very fucking weird. I'm going to put her back on 1.25.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but I feel like I can trust you with this. And he said, but Ellie...
Listen to this part, guys.
Sorry, Ellie has heard... No, you're fine. Ellie, and my heart's like beating out of my chest right now. He said, Ellie has told us that Sebastian is most likely dead and that we need to search north, northwest of the search. They've already done a 5-mile radius of a search. But they're saying that they need to go another 10 yards or 10 miles out. So we're looking at, so if they already did 5, so there's another 15 out. So anywhere from 15 to 20 mile radius from the house.
North, northwest.
Yes. And I said, why do you feel like he would have been in that area? Or is it a way he knew or what? And he said, that is just the direction Ellie recommended to us. Why is Ellie telling you that?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. That's what L.E. is telling you, that Sebastian's most likely dead and that people need to search north, northwest. What?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
And L.E. recommended to us. Why is L.E. telling you that? Right. Why aren't they searching north, northwest? He said, I don't know. He said, that's just what they recommended. And he said, and all I can say is we're hanging in there and that's all. And it really, you know, that bothered me. I mean, right. It really got to me.
Okay. So this woman was communicating with Chris pretty regularly. And then she got a weird vibe. She started to pick up on all these red flags. I mean, can you imagine? We don't talk to him. I don't talk to him. And we picked up on numerous red flags. And I think that, you know, being interrogated at this place would scare the shit out of you as well. And then she turns around and he tells her that L.E. said Sebastian's dead and gives her a direction to look. And I believe her because he said north, northwest on another show. He did not. She's not lying. He said north, northwest on another show. I don't think she's making this up. NFT, thank you for being a member for 2 months. This is an excellent interview. Thank you, Jay. Eye-opening. I'm happy to share it. And I will put the link in the description. Actually, I put her channel in the description if you guys want to watch this again. I don't think she's lying either. He loves to talk to women. And it sounds like they talked for a while. It does not sound like Clue at all. That doesn't sound like Clue at all.
Yeah.
And so, a couple days went on and all that. I didn't talk or anything because it just, it bothered me so much that I was sick. And I think I told you the same day that I told you.
Right.
I was like, oh, God, do I do this? Do I not? What do I do? And so I think the last time I talked to him was because I had to fly out of state. And I come back and Mother's Day got brought back up. And again, I don't know what brought Mother's Day back up. And he said, I just wanted to let you know that Katie handled it pretty well for what she could. And my parents were around her and he had to work all day. I said, well, that's good that she had somebody with her and all that stuff. And I did contact other people about the, what he had told me and if it was passed along or not. I don't feel right calling Hendersonville Police Department. I really don't.
So she's saying she called and reported what was told to her. And she's saying, I didn't feel comfortable calling Hendersonville Police with it. So let's listen who she contacts. And Helen, thank you for being a member for 4 months. We love you too.
Because I feel like that, okay, he does have a neighbor that's in his community that works there.
Right.
And I really just feel like that they are involved with somebody there.
Hmm.
And he had mentioned two names that I don't even know who they are. And I don't know if they work for the police department there or not. I can't say. I don't know.
Mm.
But
he name dropped two officers and she's not sure if they work at Hendersonville or not.
He told me that he didn't do the ride or the motorcycle ride. And he did say that he did an interview with somebody, but I don't think he didn't tell me who that was. And then I've got a little cousin that has cerebral palsy and autistic and stuff like that. And I was asking him because we were talking about peanut butter. He said that Sebastian loved peanut butter, but they had to buy him his own jar. And we were talking about that because she was like that. And he keeps telling me there's no leads, nothing new. And he's unsent, I don't know how many messages, like he was going to try to tell me something. So I went back and I asked him again I had sent him one at 9:10 one night. I said, good evening, Chris. I said, Katie did a good job on her interview on that Reels. And I was sitting here remembering back to her phone conversation.
Okay, so she's talking about the Reels interview that Katie did by herself.
Start that over because you got kind of blurry there.
No, you didn't, but okay.
Okay. I told him, I said, good evening, Chris. I said, I wanted to let you know that I did watch the interview that, did good on her interview today. I was sitting here remembering back to our phone conversation about they were saying that Sebastian had passed and it would be a recovery and maybe searching a 10 to 10.5 mile radius north to northwest of the house. And I said, again, is that a specific location? Does it go into another city, county, or what the area is like? And he never would answer that back. And it went on till May 25th. And he said, searching outside the 5 mile radius is the best place to start.
Okay, but Hendersonville is not the lead. Sumner County Sheriff is the lead agency on this case. Jammers.
For donuts.
12 months of donuts. Thank you, Jams, for your support.
Sometimes he slept with socks on. I was like, what did that have?
Hear that again. Okay, so let's go back.
10.5 mile radius north to northwest of the house. And I said, again, is that a specific
10 or 10 and a half? 10 or 10 and a half mile radius? Why the half? 3 hours and 37 minutes, doorstep to doorstep.
specific location? Does it go into another city, county, or what the area is like? And he never would answer that back. And it went on till May 25th. And he said, searching outside the 5 mile radius is the best place to start. Sometimes he slept with socks on.
Hmm.
What did I have? I didn't ask you nothing about
that. That's really strange. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe he wasn't barefoot. Maybe he had socks on. God, and it brings me back to that leg found in Flowood Pond in Mississippi with a sock. Oh, socks has been brought up all the time. Socks was brought up. Seth said he had Naruto socks. Him and Jen Coffendaffer talked about socks for 10 minutes. We heard about Sebastian's balled up socks under his pillow next to the bed. He'd have one sock on, one sock off. Casper, thanks for being here. Enjoy your dinner. That's why Craddock says, I'm not going to say he was barefoot. Hmm. Jane, this is someone who was communicating with Chris. Her name is Blue Eyes. I don't know her name. They don't know he's dead. He's lying. He's obviously lying. They're not going to say he's most likely dead. They're not going to say, hey, parents, he's most likely dead. Because they told us they have no proof of anything. They're telling us no foul play, and Chris Proudfoot's saying he's most likely dead. So all these little things are going to catch up with him. And remember, Katie nudged Chris in that one interview when they asked about where Seth lived and if Sebastian knew the route. And then Chris started to explain the route and she nudged him. Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard this lady before. This is my first time hearing her. No, Chris, she said Chris told her that not L.E.
Yeah. And I said, and you said north or northwest, correct? He said, yes, but please do not spread that out to the public. He told me not to even tell Seth.
Wait a minute.
I said, and you said north or northwest, correct? He said, yes, but please do not spread that out to the public. He told me not to even tell Seth.
Seth's house is north northwest.
And I told him I wouldn't, but here I am. And
Seth's
then I waited.
Not even in here, so you officially probably haven't said anything to Seth.
I said, if I was looking at your home, he said, just go in the general direction of north, northwest. And he keeps bringing that up. And I just, you know, I was like, why do you keep mention this direction?
Exactly.
And I said, in one of the pictures, when he is sitting in the car, I said, did he normally wear that chest brace? And I was wondering if that's because of the thing that she said that his breastplate, you know, was growing out. So that's why I was wondering. He said he used to wear it, but he hasn't worn it in a long time. So is this something that you need, that he needs to be wearing, that y'all are just not letting him wear or not putting on him? Because, you know, I just really didn't, I don't know. That bothered me too, because if he's not getting his meds and he's not wearing a brace, and knowing that he probably needs it because of his chest, I just, right. I don't know, but that bothered me a bunch too. So here's more stuff to add to the list of why I'm not feeling like I can.
Smiley said, where is it then? Do cops have it? Have what, Smiley?
Okay, so she said, this is why pretty much I'm coming out, because all this stuff is just too weird. So she felt like she needed to go to the police, it sounds like, turn this in, and now she's talking.
Let's see what she's asking.
Probably the brace.
Oh, the brace. Yeah, you're supposed to wear it 24/7, she said.
Okay, well, not one picture that he's sitting in the car, he's got it on. But we've all seen, you know, it hasn't been recent pictures of him. It looks like a younger Sebastian.
Right.
So I don't know if maybe, you know, he outgrew that one. I don't know. There's a possibility, but it looks like they would, every time you grow, that they would give you a different one.
I would think so. And
it was weird that I also started getting...
Right. I mean, they are for cosmetic, but, and if you don't want to wear it, that's too bad. Like my daughter didn't want to get braces either, but she did. You know what I mean? And she's happy now as an adult that she had those braces. It's not going to end your life, but I mean, you want the best for your kids. You don't want a deformity if you can prevent it. If you're a good parent, right? If you can prevent your child from having a permanent deformity, wouldn't you do it? Good evening, Patrick.
Facebook messages from a guy, and I'm not going to mention the name.
Yeah,
just in case he's crazy. Legit.
Yeah.
But it bothers me because he's always online the same time that Chris is, and he knows a lot of information. And
so she's not naming this person. She says she doesn't want to name them, but they're online the same time as Chris, just in case he's legit. Who would she be talking about that may not be legit? Let's listen again.
I would think so,
It was weird that I also started getting Facebook messages from a guy, and I'm not going to mention the name.
I started getting Facebook messages from a guy. Excuse me, a guy.
Yeah,
just in case he's legit.
Oh, you think it could be Tony? Just in case he's legit.
Yeah.
But it bothers me because he's always online the same time that Chris is, and he knows a lot of information. And I talked to Lolly about that, and we had discussed some things about it, but it just seems like he knows too much.
The guy that is texting her through Facebook Messenger is not far from where I live, but yet he knows a lot. And there's a lot of things that she and I both are checking on right now.
Ooh.
And making some calls on it because this guy's told her a bunch of stuff. So we're not going to mention it all just right now because we really don't have any answers from anybody yet. But we can always bring it up here once we...
Sure, Pamela.
Give it some time to find the answers. And we're not trying to be rude. It's just trying to protect these places that we're checking out, basically.
And
okay. Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if y'all know, but there is a Facebook group called Chris Proud. Chris Proudfoot is innocent.
What?
And I thought it was really weird because...
Wait, what?
The first post on it said, about that time, you know, a real man can't miss his lunch. And he's got a big plate of food sitting out there. And I said, oh, my gosh.
Wait, there's a Facebook group called Chris Proudfoot is Innocent?
I don't know if y'all know, but there is a Facebook group called Chris Proud. Chris Proudfoot is Innocent. And I thought it was really weird because... The first post on it said, about that time, you know, a real man can't miss his lunch. And he's got a big plate of food sitting out there. And I said, oh, my gosh. So I asked him if it was him. I said, did you create this group? He said, no. And he said he don't mind being a guest on anybody's shows. But Katie, on the other hand, will be difficult. Because he's at work and she won't do shows without him.
Okay. Rory, I don't know what you're talking about with drugs. I don't know who you're thinking is on drugs and would have a drug debt. I I know, this is wild. Right, was it set up seriously or for sarcasm? Right, was it a troll? But you should be able to see who the administrators are.
And he said, you can reach out to her and ask her what she thinks. And I said, what about if I was to start my own? And he said, I'd still say it doesn't hurt to ask. He said, but I would be glad to come on your show.
So he's saying he's willing to go on anyone's show, but Katie is not.
And I said, so is there any lawsuits in the future? Because I had heard, you know, there was a thing that saying that he was suing some people. And he said, I have not even said I was suing anybody. And I asked him again, I said, about the, if Sebastian had access to the internet or YouTube or anything like that. And he said he didn't at our house because I was very strict about that. And if he did, it would have been at his father's house. And
No, she did not say that she has a show. She said, what if I had my own show? Would you come on mine? And he said, yes. She didn't say she had one.
Had access to the internet or YouTube or anything like that. And he said he didn't at our house because I was very strict about that. And if he did, it would have been at his father's house. And I was like, okay. I said, can we talk about, you know, the day that he went missing? And I said, I had to comment about the spaghetti pancakes because that was just something that was, I was like, oh, that don't even sound appetizing, but I did find out what they were. He told me exactly what they were.
Okay. This is not Clue. This does not even remotely sound like Clue.
And so he said he had a good weekend. Said that they usually do that stuff. They go out and do fun things when, you know, he's not at home or anything like that. And I just...
Thank you, Jane, for your super chat.
I was trying to find this one thing that he sent. He sent me a thing saying that it was about Seth.
Oh, it was about Seth.
That somebody had asked Seth to talk to him and he wouldn't do it. That he told him he would have to pay him, which we've already discussed that. But that was the first thing he sent me one morning. And he said, that's all he's about. And then he asked me about the deal about the girl that was supposedly with him, which I don't know why he was asking me because I don't know what Seth does.
He was asking her about Michaela.
He was asking me about the girl that Seth took with him to Grandfather Mountain. And I was like, I have no idea. I don't keep up with him. And he said that,
he wanted to know if Seth took Michaela to Grandfather Mountain. Did you hear that?
That somebody had asked Seth to talk to him and he wouldn't do it, that he told him he would have to pay him, which we've already discussed that. But that was the first thing he sent me one morning. And he said, that's all he's about.
So he sent her a text about Seth wanting to be paid for interviews and said, that's all he's about.
And, then he asked me about the deal about the girl that was supposedly with him, which I don't know why he was asking me because I don't know what Seth does. He was asking me about the girl that Seth took with him to Grandfather Mountain. And I was like, I have no idea. I don't keep up with him. And he said that he went into talking about the deal about Seth and all that. And like I said, I told him, I said, well, I can't comment on anything that Seth does because I said, I don't know his personal life. I preferably do not care to know about his personal life. I just want his child found. And I asked him about the body that was found in Cumberland River. And he said, when was the body found? And I said, today. And I sent him the clip of it. And he said, If I find out anything, I will let you know. I promise.
And a body found in the Cumberland River? When was that? Was that Riley? I'm confused at this time frame.
And he said there hasn't been any news on the body found. I was like, but I had already heard that it wasn't. And he goes, but doesn't sound like anything we should be worried about. It's not close to our house.
It's not close to our house? What?
Isn't that like, something? That one like, just floored me. When you read that to me, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, and so to me, it's like he's telling me to stay around the house.
Yeah.
He's somewhere around that house.
That's what he's making it out to be. Yes, it always refers back to the house. But I do think after hearing that video, I do think he's been taken off somewhere.
I do too. And so
he sounds to me like he's trying to keep people searching around the house so they don't go too far out, like 15 and a half miles out northwest.
So when I looked at Google Maps, that is most of the places. I mean, I went on Google Maps and Google Earth, and I pinpointed from their house, went so much distance, and there's some churches out that way, but it's mostly wooded area. But there is some several bodies upon, you know, water around and stuff like that. But I just really think that if he is in water, the search and dive teams, they need to be looking in the water also out that way. I feel like that's where they're going to find him. And this is when he said, I just wanted to let you know, this was June 6th, that was 28 a.m.
June 6th. So this is a couple weeks ago.
There is no new news or anything yet. Katie received your letter the other day in the mail. Just wanted to let you know that. When it comes to YouTube and interviews, Katie and myself are going to take a break for a while. We both need to step away from the negativity right now and focus on us and Sebastian. We can chat, but just aren't going to do the social media stuff for a while.
So this is probably because Faith was coming, right? June 6th. Yes, she did, Misha. She stated that she called law enforcement.
And then it's been very short, sweet, and just, you know, no news, no problem. You know, Ellie hasn't really told us much. And June the 9th, I texted him and he said they were hanging in one day at a time. Because like I said, usually he'll get up and say no news or something like that. And they just haven't, I mean, he's just been quiet. And then I think we all figured out why he's been quiet and not been doing interviews because of his visitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, do you know, I had asked him, you know, I said about his daughter being there. And he said, my daughter is off limits to everyone. She is fine and having a great time, the time of her life.
Same thing they said about Sebastian that day, huh?
Yeah. So that right there creeped me out because I'm like, okay.
Mm. That's why they went dark.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, do you know, I had asked him, you know, I said about his daughter being there. And he said, my daughter is off limits to everyone. She is fine and having a great time, the time of her life.
Same thing they said about Sebastian that day, huh?
Yeah, so that right there creeped me out because I'm like, okay. But I don't think anything would be bad. I've not heard from him since. That was the last text message that I got from him, and I have not had any phone calls. But my thing is that now I'm seeing true colors, and especially after hearing the message of the conversation, it has really sit there with Justin going backwards and forth, putting on headphones, holding them tight, putting in different earbuds and stuff, and just trying to listen to it. And when the lady actually posted, I was like, oh my God, I've got to hear this, you know. And I was sitting there looking at every which way possible with the car lights, with the backlights coming on and stuff like that. And I'm beginning to wonder if it was his truck. And that was his hat, his tailgate that we were hearing in that.
Yes, that it definitely sounded like a tailgate being shut.
I don't know what they're talking about with the tailgate. Do you guys know what this is about? Thank you, Heidi, for becoming a member. Oh, you renewed. Thank you for renewing.
It just, I really feel like Sebastian's not with us no longer.
Yeah.
So, and I think
no, he didn't say that he whipped face with a belt. He did not say that. He said she still gets the hand because she's not old enough for the belt, is what he said. There is no audio on that video. That's what I'm. That's what's weird to me. Why are they still talking like that audio is real? There's no audio.
Was asking, she said, I wonder why Chris was asking about the lady that drove Seth to Grandfather Mountain. I don't know. I'm just wondering, you know, sometimes if some of these people that's getting in with him is part of their team.
Right.
So.
I'm just wondering, why did you get interrogated so bad? Justin went up there, videoed the whole daggum thing, talked to people inside.
I think because it was the next day after.
Yeah, got his car and left. So, yeah, just...
Good point. Justin went there and drove around, videoed, talked to people, and we didn't hear that he was sat down at a table. Well, Faith wasn't used to him being there when she visited anyway. The last time she was there, he wasn't there, right? Oh, I agree. I don't think he should be putting his hands on anybody.
Being the next day after, I guess. But oh my gosh. Yeah, Kathy. How is it possible that a judge okayed him visitation for the whole summer when they lost a child? Like, lost.
I've questioned that too. And, you know, after speaking to certain people, I really think that if people like us in every state that has been on this case, you know, looking at everything that has been said and people that are helping with searches and doing their part by trying to keep his name out there and reporting back if there's any new news or anything. I really think that all of us need to get together and stand up for these children, because these children are getting left out bad. And I don't know what's going on in Tennessee, but all these kids that are missing up there, and then, you know, and all these people, I keep seeing all these people missing every day. It's somebody else, but they're missing all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just Tennessee, but it's everywhere. And I think that these kids need a voice for them. If it takes, you know, trying to get new laws put in place. I mean, I did reach out to the lady that, got the Amber Alert started when her daughter Amber went missing. I did reach out to her. I have not heard back from her yet, that she could possibly give us some ideas of what we need to do, because she fought hard to get that Amber Alert in place. And not just talking about, you know, when Sebastian went missing, I didn't get an Amber Alert. They say they're supposed to be nationwide. Don't just put it out in the state that it's in, put it out everywhere, because you never know. Just like they thought he was in North Carolina. We never knew he was missing until the Riley Strain case was going on.
Right.
But I just think that we need, that everybody needs to get together and come together as one and, you know, give a voice for these kids, because these kids can't answer for themselves. We've went through so much stuff in North Carolina with kids missing, and the outcome has been horrifying and horrific. And this, I mean, we have one case that where this little kid was, she had cancer and was an amputee and all that, and it was bad. And CPS reports were made. They were continuous CPS reports made, and nothing was done. And now she's dead. And we can't bring her back, But if CPS would have done the job and law enforcement would have stood up for them and done what they needed to do, then she would have possibly been here. And I don't think we would have as many kids. And I think we need to go like Florida. I think Florida has their, I think somebody was telling me that they had there that if you hurt a child or the SA, that you got automatic death penalty.
Yes.
And I think that's the way it should be.
Yes.
Am I right? Bring the fire squad back. Hang them in town. You know, do what you need to do to protect your children.
Right. I know
we can't handle it in our own way.
Right. Scott H. had told us that they had just passed a law in Tennessee. If you harm or anything to a child under from 12 and under, it is an automatic death penalty.
I think so, that is the way it should be.
It should be everywhere.
But the age, I don't know. I mean, they're not considered an adult until they're 18.
Right. I think it should
because be. Because a 16-year-old, look at Sebastian, he couldn't go out and get a job and support himself.
Right.
Because, you know, you're not supposed to discriminate, but I know from a place that I worked here, one of my friends took his son in there and was just wanting to see if he could get a part-time job, just, you know, a couple days a week.
You're roboting again.
Okay, see if this is good. But
okay, say something.
Okay, so where I used to work, I had a friend that had a son.
You're now, still.
Okay. Okay, let's try this now. Can you hear me?
I tune in.
I don't know which way.
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking to see if the internet was still on because it was like it's been off the last 2 days doing different things.
Oh, goodness.
So where I used to work, I had a guy friend, one of my guy's friends that I know really well. He had an son that was handicapped.
Okay. I don't know where this goes from here. But they did pass that law in Florida and in Tennessee. But Sebastian does not fit in that time frame. Let me see. Yeah, she's still talking about it. Hold on. She goes back to this north-northwest thing. Let's keep listening.
You know, we've been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for being here. Everybody that's come in while she was talking, thank y'all for being here and listening.
Bye, Deb.
She was sharing text messages between her and Chris Prophet.
So, anyway, I mean, I'm just going to keep digging, and hopefully he will keep talking to me, but if anybody gets a chance to
he's not gonna now.
And search, please search north, northwest.
Yes. Wait a minute.
And I'm not trying to be smart.
Okay, this is what makes me wonder about this now. Does she, I mean, she comes out with all of this? And she thinks that he's still going to talk to her. I know 12. Why is the cutoff 12? I don't know. But do you really think that he's going to continue talking to her after that? That's a little bit weird, right? She said she was releasing it now because she was getting, you know, weird vibes. She said she was getting weird vibes. And I am deleting that video that I put out members only because Nexstar owns that. So I just deleted it. It was out there. You can go watch it on YouTube yourself. The interview with Seth and Tony is out on YouTube. Or you can go over and watch Granny. She went live this morning and went over it. Yeah, I don't know, but she seems to think he's still gonna talk to her, which I don't think he will.
Heard about that or make fun or anything, but I just think it needs to be searched now.
It really does.
It really does. And like I said, if you look at it and you pinpoint from their house to that outside region, you will see that it's I think it's really a lot of woods. It would be a lot to cover, and just don't go by yourself. Go in teams, because it looks like it would be a lot of just, I don't know. And I don't want to be by myself if I was to roll up on something, but stay in teams if you go. But yeah. I'm glad I got to talk and get this off my chest, because it has been bothering me so bad.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that. We really appreciate it. You want to tell them what TBI said when you called them?
Okay, so she's obviously been bothered by this for a while. And, I mean, do you guys believe this woman? After listening to this, do you believe her account of what she's been told? Put a 1 if you believe her. Put a 2 if you don't. 1 if you believe her. 2 if you don't. I know, the fake audio. 1 if you believe her, 2 if you don't. Cricket. Cricket doesn't believe her. Cricket, you look good in green. 1 you believe her, 2 you don't. 3 is you believe some of it. Do y'all think that she's being played? Suze says she was reading it verbatim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm seeing the 3s. Some of it's to be believed. Interesting. All right, let's hear about what TBI said when she called TBI. So this is confirmation. She did not reach out to Hendersonville. She did not reach out to Sumner County. She reached out to TBI.
I can't even remember what all I told you, to be honest, but you can, if you want to go ahead and tell, that it would be past time, but you can go ahead. I can't remember the whole thing.
Yeah, they could, they're basically not the lead investigator, so they had to pass it on to the local PD.
What? TBI is not the lead investigator, so they had to pass it on to local PD. That doesn't even make sense.
What?
She called into Dolly's. Okay, so maybe that's where y'all heard her. Was on Dolly's. Does that ring a bell for you folks that thought that you heard her before? Jane, welcome to the Clicker group.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Thank you for joining, Jane. The local PD, Hendersonville, is not handling it. The TBI is taking the tips.
What TBI said when you called them?
I can't even remember what all I told you, to be honest. Right. But you can, if you want to go ahead and tell, I can't, that it would be past time. But you can go ahead. I can't remember the whole thing.
Yeah, they're basically not the lead investigator, so they had to pass it on to the local PD.
And then I feel like that we're not going to get no answer out of that, because like I said, I think that there's some inside jobs going on with that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I probably shouldn't say that, because
she thinks there's inside jobs going on with LE now. TBI takes tips and gives to LE. But that would be to Sumner County. That wouldn't be to Hendersonville. Hendersonville is not the lead investigator. Okay, so Sumner County's in charge. Eric Craddock. Eric Craddock. That's not Hendersonville. That's Sumner County. So TBI is taking tips for Sumner County. Probably vetting them and then sending on credible stuff to Sumner County.
I mean, believe me, I don't have nothing against law enforcement. I have problems with people that don't do their job in law enforcement.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. My son was, you know, law enforcement for a long time. And
I've got plenty of friends in law enforcement. And, you know, I've talked to them. I even talked to some of them that, you know, tells me, you know, if you want to go search, we'll go with you. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, with the health concerns, I can't do it right now. So that's just... I want to go back up there, though.
Yeah.
I've been trying to talk my son and daughter to go back up there. But we'll see if they
On behalf of everybody, I would say thank you for what you have done. You have gone and searched, you've passed out flyers, you went to the mountain thing to ask questions. You know, that's...
So maybe she was interrogated because of the way she went to the mountain. I'm sure Justin didn't go there and say, I'm here, you know, on behalf of the bio mom. I mean, she might have walked in there and said, hey, you know, I've been asked, I'm 20 minutes away. I talked to Katie Proudfoot. I told her I would come in and check on this for them. And maybe that's when they took her back there. Like, what the fuck is this?
Like, what the fuck is this? And everybody's like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, she gave a flyer to the guy when she entered the park. She gave a flyer when she walked in. And she really wants people to hear and know the North Northwest. Thanks, Suze. Jane, I'm so glad you came over from Granny's. Love Granny. Isn't it interesting that they were at the rest area, though? Yeah. I don't know, Miss Keto. Maybe because she doesn't want to get stalked in real life. That could be why. I mean, if I was talking to Chris Proudfoot and I had all this information, I wouldn't give my fucking name out. Y'all in here, the people on YouTube are crazy. They're unhinged. And if they think for a moment that you were nice to Chris Proudfoot, you could get stalked. You could get death threats. Who knows? But if she walked in there and said she was on behalf of them, that would explain why she got questioned. Oh, yeah, leave it to YouTube. We need that.
YouTuber, yes. Leave it up to YouTube, you know? Leave it up to YouTube. This is like my last straw. Like, every person that I meet on YouTube is the most fucked up piece of like, leave it up to YouTube.
The FBI has already been involved in Sebastian's case from the beginning. Oh, she is totally unhinged. Bullhorn Betty has lost her cotton picking mind.
That's amazing that you can actually do that. And, you know, not everybody's close enough to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I know if there was a lot of us that was close enough to be able to do it, you know, we would all be out there doing it as well. But thank you for that. And thank you for sharing everything with everybody, you know, give a little more insight into Chris Proudfoot.
Right. So, and that's what I said. It has bothered me, but I feel like a ton of weight has been taken off of me now.
Well, good. Good, so. Good, good. You know, there's just a lot of questions that hang in the air. And, you know, Kathy, like Kathy said, you know, keep up the good work, Blue Eyes Jewel.
I'm gonna
try. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Blue Eyes Jewel is what she called her. Blue Eyes Jewel. Thank you, Cookie, for being here. Enjoy your walk. T. Harrison. No, she doesn't do good work. I'm sorry. She harasses. She scratches people's brains with her voice. She doesn't do good work at all. That is not an example of good work. You are surely mistaken, or you're her, one of the two. That's a little scary, to be honest. Let's keep going. See what she says anymore.
She is dedicated to this case. She's not going to stop, just like the rest of us, you know, and we're all here. We want answers. We're not getting answers. And I don't know if you guys have heard the audio.
Here we go with the audio.
Hearing that audio, you can definitely tell Chris Proudfoot is the one talking. It is very obvious.
That was very, very interesting to hear. And it's, I sit here with chills. Just
thinking
about
every time I hear it. You know,
playing it backwards and forth.
You know, it just, what we know from the words that we can make out, basically, they're putting Sebastian inside a truck, it sounds like. And I think it might be in the very back of the truck because you hear the tailgate shut.
Yeah, and I think I was going to, I can't remember about his vehicle, but I don't know, does he have a cover on the back of the truck bed? Because I know in my truck it has a cover on it.
Blue Eyes is in chat? Where? Where is she? Blue Eyes, do you want to call in? Where is she? I'm trying to find her message. It's on slow mode, so I didn't see her chat, though. I'm looking. Blue Eyes, if you want to call in, let me open it up. Let me know if you want to call in first. Oh, you're not at a place you can chat. Can you email me, Blue Eyes Jewel? Because I believe you. I don't think you're lying about this. And I would love to speak with you or maybe have you come up if you'd be willing to. Yeah, shoot me an email or a text on this hotline. And maybe we can set something up. She said she can't talk right now. Oops. I just pinned the email. Thank you so much for coming in. This, I mean, super interesting what you, you know, shared. Thank you, Blue Eyes Jewels. I think you shared a lot of interesting points. And I don't think you're lying. I don't at all. But I'd like to, I just have some questions about things that, you know, maybe weren't asked when you were talking about this originally. I would love to speak with you. So hopefully she will send an email, guys.
And I'm wondering is, do you, if it was
Blue Eyes, do you still believe in the audio? Do you still believe that there's audio? And if so, do you believe there's another video that the audio came from? And if so, where did it come from? Where did that audio come from? Does anybody know the actual source besides a Canadian psychic? Who would send it to her? You know what I mean? We have no source for that audio, which is really weird. Because you can usually link it back to a source. Yeah, we put the email in chat. And I mean, hell, if Chris wants to come on too, that'd be great. But I have some questions just about things you were told. Who would leak audio from the Proudfoot home, though?
This is covered.
I have not paid attention. Hey, Brett, Brett.
I think that's what they were doing, and honestly think they were four people all together there.
Yeah.
One driving the truck, putting it where we seen, and then the three carrying. And I think Katie was flipping. Sorry about.
Oh yeah. And at the towards the end of that audio, I think it was last night when Justin heard it, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, that was Katie."
So this video was 3 days ago. So that maybe she doesn't still believe that. Because look, this streamed on the 16th. This is 4 days ago. 4 days ago now. I know that MMO put it out, and another realm She said she cleaned it up and sent it to Ellie. Yeah, I think it's fake. There's no audio on the videos I was sent. There is no audio. The North Northwest thing is really creepy, though. I mean, this was a lot.
I have to listen very close when she tells him, tell Sebastian, I love you. And you could hear the hurt in her voice. And she says, I love you.
But the thing of it is I feel this way. You can tell somebody you love them, but if you can take their last breath away, that's not love.
Exactly. Ken here in chat, guys, he is having a vigil tomorrow night on his channel for Sebastian Rogers at 7:30, a prayer vigil. They do for
case.
Yeah, no,
but
not at all.
For summer, all these kids need to be brought home. They need justice, and either if it's alive or, you know, that they're not with us, but they need a proper burial.
They do for sure. And you know, if you, even with all the drama that has been created throughout this short time with Sebastian's case, guys, if it wasn't for us here talking about him all the time, if it wasn't for people listening to our channels and stuff, their names would get lost just on a board somewhere, you know, with lots of missing kids flyers or flyers for a fundraiser or something, you know, it would just get lost and there would be nobody looking, nobody talking about them. So if we avoid the drama and keep doing what we're doing, guys, we're doing a good thing. And, you know, people like Blue Eyes here, she has stepped out and made contact and started this report with Chris. And you can tell even with her, you know, in the casual chat, he always refers back to law enforcement won't allow me to say that or answer that, or I can't answer that. And it's always those questions.
Nick Barris said there was no audio. If there's a separate video with audio, why wouldn't they have the video to go with it? You're not going to splice the audio and just give the audio to someone. Why wouldn't you just give the whole thing? She did 37 edits. And she said she turned background noise up 100%. You're not going to hear shit if you do that. It's so fake. A person named Mary Senator. Yeah, why would you give it to her? Some Canadian lady that says she's a psychic. It's weird. Even if she was handed it, I think it's fake audio that was handed to her then.
That are the big questions that we want to know. Hey, Whistle. But it is the saddest thing. I'm sure he's on medicine. I'm sure he's needing medicine if he is still out there. And we have a lot that needs to be done. We have to see it through, guys. We have to do it like we've done for Summer's case as well.
No, where is there a threatening message sent to Nick? Did Nick share it?
I do want to thank you so much for coming out and being brave and telling your story.
Very brave, Blue Eyes. Very brave.
Well, the good news is that, you know, if it was, you know, I know that for a fact, that if I would have went on any other channel and told this, I would knew I'd been called a liar, but I have them in Messenger, so I have them. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be called a liar here, because I actually believe you.
It just, it's been, you know, they can call me a liar. Anybody can call me a liar, but I know what I've talked about and stuff, and I felt like I could trust you enough to put it out there and all that stuff. And
who's
you,
AR?
All your chats, everybody's so nice in here. And
aww.
you know, I have been, I have been on another channel, you know, on a TikTok thing with my daughter, and they were, oh my gosh, I was accused of being with Chris. I was going to be his number six. And I'm like, no.
Oh, so she was on TikTok.
Not going to happen.
Not happening.
Because I got kids and he wants to mess with my kids. That's going to be the wrong
that's
thing to do.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm just like, that's, no.
No.
But
yeah, everybody said you have a beautiful heart. Everybody's saying that you have a beautiful heart and it shows.
Oh, I try. In this world, it's hard to have one, but you got to. So,
yeah.
But I just want to say thank you for letting me be on there.
Oh, yeah. I've told her that if she came and talked, you know, that you guys would just, you know, be very respectful to her. And I just appreciate all my chat for listening. I'm sure, you know, there'll probably be something said about it, but you got the truth behind you.
I do. And you know,
just don't worry.
You know, I'm not worried about it. I just want to find Sebastian.
Yeah. It's all about Sebastian. Yeah. Totally. And everything you talked to him about was about Sebastian. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's like I told my, I know I drive my kids nuts with this, but it's everything. I think I talk about it all the time. We get in the car, me and my mom goes to go somewhere, and we got, you know, it's all about Sebastian. It's all about Sebastian. We're listening to things about it and stuff. And
right.
I think I drive her nuts with it too. But she's just like I am. She, you know, she went up there. She's talked to Chris. He's talked to her like he knew her for, you know, all his life.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's something how he would talk to her too, and just, you know, keep,
he likes to talk
loud. He would tell, I mean, I'd have him on speakerphone and she would hear half the stuff he was saying, and he was, you know, okay with it.
Well, so, I hope he's okay when the truth comes out.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess we'll see who it is.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for being so kind and hearing me out. And, you know, I hope that we can bring Sebastian home soon and Summer, and the list goes on. So
yes. Well, we do appreciate you so much. Prayers to you that you stay strong. And, you know, guys, I've even told her if she starts feeling overwhelmed with this case, it just back away for a day or two, regroup, because we all know it can get to you really quick. But
yeah, I mean, I want to know what creeped her out. And curvy Barbie, you can stuff it. Who cares what we believe? Why do you care what other people believe or not believe? You're just one of those that has to come in and talk down to people like a bitch. Don't come in here and make people feel stupid for what they believe and don't believe. Get a grip. I believe she talked to him, but just hope he didn't give her false info. Well, he may have. False info is better than no info. At least there's, you know, something there. Them talking can maybe lead to something. Who knows? I know. I hate people like that, too. Like, oh, my God, you guys believe this? And then they sit there, cross their fingers and hope they're right. It's like, shut up. We can believe whatever we want to believe. Chris thinks he's a player. He loves talking to the ladies. He loves talking to the ladies. You were on there with your daughter searching in Hendersonville. Got you. That's right. You said your daughter went with you. I would love to ask you some questions. I know I love, Blue Eyes, that you shared your story and that Lolly just let you share it. But now I have some questions to bounce off of the info that you shared. And I would love to do that. Yeah, it's just, I don't do that here. Everybody can believe what they want and you're still going to be respected here. I'm not going to make you feel stupid and no one's going to come scrolling through your curvy ass Barbie thinking she's hot shit. Insecure AF. Making people feel dumb about what they believe. And you don't have to believe anything. You can just listen to it. Exactly, Chunky Soul. Yes, you should feel comfortable coming here and discussing something and not being told you're stupid, even because you consider it. Exactly, Space Cake. Exactly, Space Cake. You have to be brave to get up and put yourself out there. Give credit where it's due. We actually do not know much for certain. We speculate and discuss. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Flung.
You would love to. Yay. Active shooter in Clarksville. What? There is? So for those of you that said that Bullhorn Betty is not losing her shit, watch this short.
Only thing that's that I'm a danger to a threat.
This is some scary shit. Like this, I don't know if this is playing fast or not, but this could be some shit that's going to get you turned into the police and get like restraining orders against your ass when you get crazy like this. For anybody who was in here, there's that one person, or actually there's just one person out of 2,000 that said she does good work. But I'm about to show you a shit storm that's ready to explode. Because Pink Honey, welcome to the Clickers. You flung right into the Clickers. This is someone who you're probably gonna see get charged with stalking or something. Like you're about to see something not good unfold here. Whoops.
You know what really sucks about getting older? I mean, besides the everything part, it's that I've officially reached the...
What the fuck?
You know what really sucks?
No, I don't, lady.
I mean, besides the...
Basements, oh my God. Anything like buildings that might have been torn down around their area.
The only thing that's that I'm a danger to a threat of Jonathan is him getting his ass chewed out the next time I see him. That is about as much of a threat as I am to that man. And he can't handle the tongue lashing that he's about to get from me the next time I have an opportunity to see him. That's what he's trying to avoid. Well, it's not going to happen because I already have a shirt with her and his girlfriend on it that says homewrecker that I plan on wearing out of every job that we are out together. Everybody will know. Yes, that is very vindictive. Now you can claim me and put that check in the vindictive spot. But everything else I've been saying has been 100 and people want to sit there and play. I told you guys, half holy, half hood. You can pray with me, but don't play with me. You push my buttons, I'll push right back. Oh, well, oh, well, that's what happens. All I'm going to say is don't be fishing in other people's pond. Learn to keep your damn legs closed. And that goes for all the men and women out there that are in relationships. I'm just saying. Just saying. But I think I'm wearing it well. The only thing that I'm a danger to a threat of Jonathan is him getting his ass chewed out the next time I see him. That is about...
She thinks that someone swam in her pond.
Psychopathy?
She got her a shirt that says homewrecker. Weird, weird. And then she showed up where JLR and Magnolia were filming at a crime scene. Got right in her car and drove up there. Fucking weird, man. And he shut off his stream and left. Like, I don't blame him. That shit's off the chain. Fucking weird. It's not even funny. It's disturbing, right? What was the other thing that we were going to watch before that? There was something else I was going to play and I can't remember now. Oh, the Clarksville thing. Oh, it was domestic. That's what I was going to look up. That's right. So it was a domestic. Okay. I don't know, Savage. Biatch, he never publicly claimed her. So I don't know what the hell she's on. I don't know what she's on. Definitely certifiable. You listen to anyone's discussing Sebastian. Yeah, there's some people I have to cut off that list. There's some people I have to cut off that list when I'm looking at stuff about Sebastian. Was there any news on the bone? Let's see. Let me do and see if there's any updates on any of these stories. Let's check Flowood Pond. Flowood Pond. Body found. Nothing since a month ago. That is freaking weird. That was on May 5th. They found that leg initially with the sock. Oh, she always does, Daphne. She's weird. Pickle toes. I don't care. I don't like her. She's not a nice person. She doesn't. She's off the chain. She's crazy. And she needs to take a step away from YouTube. Yeah, it's pathetic. It is. It is. And it, but it's concerning. We see too many YouTubers fly off the hook, man. Have you seen Nick Rakita? Or Rakita, whatever, however you say it? Have you seen him? It's crazy. Yeah, it was the active shooter, but there was something else we were going to look at, I thought, and I can't remember now. It's just nuts. You don't act like that, dude. Like, you don't come at people, follow them and shit. Oh, the other remains. Where were the other remains? The bone. I'm losing my mind. St. Jude. Let's see. They're just saying it's most likely from the 1800s. 2 hours ago, Fox 13 Memphis. Let's see what this one is. Okay, hold on. Let's watch this. This has a video with it. Let me turn that shit down a little bit. Yeah, she's just poking him. And I mean, really, the one that should be scared is Jailer's girlfriend. That's some scary shit. I mean, I don't dig her talking about me, but I ain't his fucking girlfriend. She's buying her t-shirts and shit. That's weird. You don't do that. And you don't do this shit publicly. Nobody needs to know this shit.
Memphis police had to be called to the construction site of St. Jude Hospital's new parking garage after crews apparently found human remains.
Interesting find, but there doesn't appear to be foul play here because those remains may be well over a century old. Let's go to Fox 13's Jack Bilyeu. He found out the remains were found in the same place where the city's first mayor was buried.
In the 1800s, the construction site behind me and a lot of the land nearby was part of Winchester Cemetery. Marcus B. Winchester, the first mayor of Memphis, was buried in the part where construction crews are now digging.
Crews are hard at work building St. Jude's new parking garage, and a pair of archaeologists are supervising. One of those archaeologists told investigators that Monday night, they uncovered human remains they believe date back to the 1800s.
We forget that the past is just underneath everything we do.
That's Wayne Dowdy, the senior manager of the Memphis Public Library's history department. He showed Fox 13 documents dating back more than a century that tell the story of the Winchester Cemetery and the most famous person buried there, the first mayor of Memphis, Marcus B. Winchester.
Marcus Winchester was the son of James Winchester, who was one of the three founders of the city.
Dowdy says Winchester was sent here to turn the area into a commercial hub along the Mississippi River. He started building infrastructure and established a tax base. Along the way, he became a powerful political figure. He died in 1856 and was buried at Winchester Cemetery. But in the decades after his death, the cemetery fell into disrepair.
After the Civil War, the city is moving southward more than it is moving northward. The north end of the city essentially neglected for the most part.
Newspaper clippings from that era show tombstones in disrepair and mausoleums broken open. The part of the cemetery where Winchester was buried was turned into the city's stable. Eventually, enough citizens complained about the conditions that the city turned part of the cemetery into Winchester Park.
They supposedly were going to dig up the graves, but there's really no evidence that they did.
In the 30s, the city got rid of the...
That's disgusting. So, oh, hey, we're just going to... Let's just remove the stones and put a fucking park.
Stables over Winchester's grave and built a parking garage instead. In 2018, St. Jude bought the land and is planning to build a parking garage of their own, but when they tore up the decades-old concrete foundation there, they found remains that may have been laid to rest over a century ago.
So it's under concrete. Yeah, don't you think they should halt all building? I mean, what the hell? The first mayor? Oh, here's how we think of you. The first mayor of Memphis, a big F you to him.
Did I ask them to do that?
All for the money, money, money. They didn't use vaults, right? They had like wooden boxes, right? Which break down.
Those remains might not be the body of Marcus Winchester himself, but for historians like Dowdy, the situation's a reminder of the importance of preserving history, even in the face of progress.
Finding a way to honor those first leaders who did so much to set the stage for the growth of the city would be appropriate. Maybe talking about this now will lead to something positive.
In a statement, St. Jude says it's working with the proper authorities to make sure those remains are handled with care. In Memphis, Jack Bilyeu, Fox 13 News.
What the f- Oh, thank you, St. Jude's, for making sure those remains are handled with care. I know you guys didn't see the very beginning, but look at them sifting through this stuff.
Construction site of St. Jude Hospital's new parking garage after crews apparently found human remains.
Interesting find, but there doesn't appear to be foul play here because those remains may be well over a century old. Let's go to Fox 13's Jack Bilyeu. He found out the remains were found in the same place where the city's first mayor was buried.
Fucking fuzzy slippers.
In the 1800s, the construction site behind me and a lot of the land nearby was part of Winchester Cemetery. Marcus B. Winchester, the first mayor of Memphis, was buried in the part where construction crews are now digging.
Crews are hard at work building St. Jude's new parking garage, and a pair of archaeologists are supervising. One of those archaeologists told investigators that Monday night they uncovered human remains they believe date back to the 1800s.
We forget that the past is just underneath everything we do.
That's Wayne Dowdy, the senior manager of the Memphis Public Library's History Department. He showed Fox 13 documents dating back more than a century that tell the story of the Winchester Cemetery and the most famous person buried there, the first mayor of Memphis, Marcus B. Winchester.
That's
Marcus
weird.
Marcus Winchester was the son of James Winchester, who was one of the three founders of the city.
Dowdy says Winchester was sent here to turn the area into a commercial hub along the Mississippi River. He started building infrastructure and established a tax base. Along the way, he became a powerful political figure. He died in 1856 and was buried at Winchester Cemetery. But in the decades after his death, the cemetery fell into disrepair.
After the Civil War, the city is moving southward more than it is moving northward. The north end of the city essentially neglected for the most part.
Newspaper clippings from that era show tombstones in disrepair and mausoleums broken open. The part of the cemetery where Winchester was buried was turned into the city's stable. Eventually, enough citizens complained about the conditions that the city turned part of the cemetery into Winchester Park.
They supposedly were going to dig up the graves, but there's really no evidence that they did.
They were supposed, there could be tons of bodies in there. Sure, you can watch whoever you want. And guess what? I have the right to my opinion on whoever anybody watches. I have the right to talk about what my opinion is on them. That is so fucked up. So now we have St. Jude continuing the progress, and they have archaeologists on standby in case they find more. So they're not going to halt progress and try to find more. Just in case they find more, there's someone on standby. This is how I took it. That's exactly how I took it.
History Department. He showed Fox 13 documents dating back more than a century that tell the story of the Winchester Cemetery and the most famous person buried there, the first mayor of Memphis, Marcus B. Winchester.
Marcus Winchester was the son of James Winchester, who was one of the three founders of the city.
Dowdy says Winchester was sent here to turn the area into a commercial hub along the Mississippi River. He started building infrastructure and established a tax base. Along the way, he became a powerful political figure. He died in 1856 and was buried at Winchester Cemetery. But in the decades after his death, the cemetery fell into disrepair.
After the Civil War, the city is moving southward more than it is moving northward. The north end of the city essentially neglected for the most part.
Newspaper clippings from that era show tombstones in disrepair and mausoleums broken open. The part of the cemetery where Winchester was buried was turned into the city's stable. Eventually, enough citizens complained about the conditions that the city turned part of the cemetery into Winchester Park.
They supposedly were going to dig up the graves, but there's really no evidence that they did.
In the 30s, the city got rid of the stables over Winchester's grave and built a parking garage instead. In 2018, St. Jude bought the land and is planning to build a parking garage of their own, but when they tore up the decades-old concrete foundation there, they found remains that may have been laid to rest over a century ago. Those remains might not be the body of Marcus Winchester himself, but for historians like Doughty, the situation's a reminder of the importance of preserving history, even in the face of progress.
Finding a way to honor those first leaders who did so much to set the stage for the growth of the city would be appropriate. Maybe talking about this now will lead to something positive.
In a statement, St. Jude says it's working with the proper authorities to make sure those remains are handled with care. In Memphis, Jack Bilyeu, Fox 13 News.
That's the update I found on that anything one. That's messed up. Oops.
Basements or anything.
Anyways, I want to direct you guys back to Lolly. And I'm going to put the link in chat for that interview that we watched today with Miss Blue Eyes. Yeah, the cemetery thing is crazy. And then a children's hospital and a children's parking garage. That's messed up. That's messed up. So those are the only updates that we have at this moment. I want to thank you guys for joining. Please check out Granny's Watching. She went over that News Nation interview with Seth and Chris amazingly well. And I will see you guys tomorrow on Friday Live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are live streaming every Monday and Friday at 3 p.m. And every Saturday evening, we do call-in shows at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for sending an email. I will get right back with you and we can set something up. Thank you so much, Blue Eyes. You really shed some light on a lot of stuff today. So I appreciate that. And Lolly, thank you for allowing her to have a voice and feel comfortable coming out with this information. So we are out of here. We are going to run our credits, dance this mofo out. Justice and justice for Sebastian. I don't know if that's even proper at this point. I don't even know what's proper, but we need to find Sebastian and he deserves a lot better than what he's gotten. That's for sure. If you have any tips or, you know, anything, 1-800-TBI-FIND. All right. Have a good day, guys. And Jules, Blue Eyes, thank you again. So much for watching. If you enjoyed this live stream or video, make sure to give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on my latest content. Want to take it a step further?
Bring it all in
and join our community clickers by becoming a Patreon or a YouTube member. You'll get exclusive access to our Discord server, special channel perks, and much more. Until then, I'll see you in the next one.
Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.